This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi worth over 12,200 crore rupees. The key focus of projects is to enhance regional connectivity and ensure ease of travel. He also inaugurated a 13-kilometer stretch of the Delhi-Ghaziabad-Meerut-Namo-Bharat corridor between Saibabad and New Ashok Nagar. The Prime Minister also undertook a ride in Namo-Bharat train. With this inauguration, the national capital received its first Namo-Bharat connectivity. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that India's metro network has now reached 1,000 kilometers and lauded it as a remarkable achievement. Mr. Modi noted that over the past 10 years, India has become the third largest country in the world in terms of metro network. Prime Minister Modi also laid the foundation stone for the new state-of-the-art building for the Central Ayurveda Research Institute at Rohini. Mr. Modi stressed that India has immense potential to become the world's health and wellness capital. Later, Prime Minister Modi addressed a rally at Swarna Jayanti Park in Rohini. Speaking at the rally, Mr. Modi accused the AAP-ruled Delhi government of wasting a decade fighting with the centre. He urged the people of the city to give the BJP an opportunity to turn the national capital into a city of the future. The Prime Minister emphasised for developing Delhi as a national capital of a Vikasit Bharat. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today announced that Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, has developed an indigenous technology to produce paracetamol, a widely used pain reliever and fever reducer drug. Addressing the Foundation Day of the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research in New Delhi, he said that this innovation aims to make India self-reliant in paracetamol manufacturing and reducing dependence on imported ingredients to make this drug. Three crew members were killed after a helicopter of the Indian Coast Guard crashed at Porbandar Airport runway in Gujarat today. The ICG helicopter was on a routine training sortie. It had two pilots and one air crew diver at the time of the incident. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested a key accused in the Fulwari Sharif PFI terror funding module case. The case is related to alleged involvement of cadres of banned organization Popular Front of India PFI in unlawful and anti-national activities in Bihar. The agency made the arrest of Mohammed Sajjad Alam yesterday from the Indira Gandhi International IGI Airport in the national capital on the arrival of the accused from Dubai. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that no country can grow unless its citizens are deeply committed to nationalism. Visiting the National Cadet Corps NCC Republic Day Camp 2025 in Delhi, Mr. Dhankar said that nationalism, organization and nation-first approach is needed for India's development. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will arrive in New Delhi today on a two-day visit to India to hold talks with the National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. During his visit, Mr. Sullivan will also meet External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and other Indian leaders. Indian Navy's latest stealth frigate INS Tushil has arrived at the port of Dakar in Senegal as part of its ongoing operational deployment. The Defence Ministry said that INS Tushil will engage in various military and social engagements during the port call, including interactions with senior Senegalese military and government officials. In Uttar Pradesh, security has been ramped up in the holy city of Prayagraj for the Mahakumbh Mela, set to begin later this month. The Mela in Prayagraj is expected to draw around 40 crore people, posing a significant challenge to crowd management. For the safety of the devotees, a large number of the Jal police personnel have been deployed in the Ganga and Yamuna rivers. Indian Railways has decided to operate 13,000 trains during the Mela to cater to the massive influx of pilgrims. In Hockey India League, defending champion Vedanta Kalinga Lancers is facing Surma Hockey Club at the Birsa Munda Stadium in Rourkela. In the second encounter, Tamil Nadu Dragons will face UP Rudras at the same venue in Rourkela at 8:15 PM IST. In Test cricket, Australia defeated India by 6 wickets in the fifth and final Test match in Sydney and clinched the Border Gavaskar Trophy 3-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.